With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. West Point is disbanding certain student clubs following President Trump's DEI order.
The famed military academy in New York issued a memo shutting down groups such as the Asia Pacific Forum Club, Latin Cultural Club, National Society of Black Engineers Club, and Society of Women Engineers Club to adhere to recent executive orders and guidance from the Army and Defense Department. President Trump signed an executive order last month halting DEI programs in the federal government. The West Point memo also ordering all other cadet clubs to pause activities until officials can review the groups to ensure they comply with Trump administration rules. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate's expected to vote today to confirm Russell Vogt as director of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
Vogt could expect no support from Democrats after they boycotted his committee vote altogether and all voted against advancing his nomination on Wednesday. Democrats are outraged over an OMB memo last month that ordered a temporary pause in the disbursement of loans, grants, and other financial assistance to study whether the spending falls in line with President Trump's agenda. That memo has since been rescinded by the White House. Vogt served in the same capacity during President Trump's first term. Bob Agner reporting.
Pam Bondi is the new U.S. Attorney General after being sworn in Wednesday morning. Tuesday's vote was 54-46, with Democrat Senator John Fetterman joining Republicans to vote in her favor. Democrats are livid that rampant waste is now being exposed within the USAID by DOGE, and now they want to bring Elon Musk before Congress. That was shot down by Republicans, who said Musk is working with President Trump to weed out waste and also downsize the federal government. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is dropping help from the skies in Sudan.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York's Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul signs a bill to shield the identities of doctors who prescribe abortion medications days after a doctor in the state was charged with prescribing to a pregnant minor in Louisiana. The new law, which took effect after it was signed Monday, allows doctors to request their names be left off abortion pill bottles and instead list the name of their health care practice. This is SRN News. President Trump clarifies his administration's posture towards Iran. The latest from the media lines, Felice Friedson.
Reports that the United States and Israel will together launch airstrikes into Iran are simply untrue. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump said his preference is to renew the nuclear agreement with Iran that he worked to kill during his first term in office. Tweeting on his Truth social platform, the president said reports that the United States, working in conjunction with Israel, is going to blow Iran into smithereens are greatly exaggerated. He said instead that he wants Iran to be a great country, but it cannot have a nuclear weapon. A verified peace agreement is the alternative. He also signed a memorandum reinstating economic sanctions on Iran. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.